WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of feminine mystique and powerful woman energy. Buckle up because today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can feel like walking through a minefield sometimes. Setting boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly juggling everyone else's needs while yours are taking a backseat? Like you're saying, yes, to everything just so you don't rock the boat? Trust me, I've been there. But honey, it's time we reclaim our power and learn the magic of saying, no. Because setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-love. It's about honoring your energy, time, and values. And let me tell you, when you start putting yourself first, everything shifts. Your relationships become healthier, your stress levels plummet, and you radiate this incredible sense of confidence. You know that feeling when you finally get a moment to breathe and just be? That's the power of boundaries. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of no. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those things, big or small, that are absolutely essential for your well-being? Think about your values, your time commitments, and what drains you emotionally. Maybe it's waking up before 7 a.m., having an hour to yourself every day, or saying no to projects that don't align with your passions. Write those down and treat them like sacred commandments. 2. Practice the art of graceful decline. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be a harsh, abrupt thing. You can be polite, assertive, and still protect your energy. Try phrases like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully booked right now," or, "That sounds interesting, but it's not something I can commit to at the moment." 3. Don't overexplain yourself. Honey, you don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for your boundaries. A simple, no, thank you, is often enough. If someone pushes, you can reiterate your stance firmly and politely. Remember, your energy is precious, and you shouldn't waste it justifying your decisions to people who aren't respecting them. 4. Embrace the power of silence. Sometimes, the most powerful, no, is simply not responding at all. If someone keeps asking for something you've already declined, or if their requests are crossing lines, silence can be a beautiful way to show that you're not going to engage in that dynamic. 5. Start small and build confidence. Don't expect to become a boundary-setting rock star overnight. Begin with small situations where it feels comfortable to say, no. Maybe it's declining a social invitation you don't feel up for, or saying, no, thank you, when someone offers you something you don't want. Each time you practice, your confidence will grow, and you'll find it easier to set boundaries in bigger situations. Think about that friend who always seems to be there for everyone else but never has time for herself. You know the one, running on fumes, constantly depleted? Boundaries are her secret weapon. Picture this. She's at a party surrounded by people asking her favors. Instead of saying, yes, out of obligation, she takes a deep breath, looks them in the eye and politely says, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm actually focusing on recharging tonight." Boom. She just set a boundary, honored her own needs, and probably felt a wave of relief wash over her. And guess what? Those around her likely respect her for being so honest and taking care of herself. They know that when she's full, she can be more present and truly helpful in the long run. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about becoming unapproachable, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying, yes, to the things that light you up and, no, to everything else. When you prioritize your own well-being, you not only empower yourself but you also inspire others to do the same. Ready to level up your life? Go out there and start setting those boundaries. Share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder about their power. And don't forget to tag me on social media and let me know how you're rocking your boundaries in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.